We haven't heard much lately about Chris Hansen's plan to build an arena for professional basketball in the Soto neighborhood. That project's been stalled since there are no professional basketball teams for sale. But do we even need a new arena? After all, Seattle's last pro basketball team played at Key Arena. The Key is getting a fresh look, thanks to groups representing the Port and Longshoremen's Union. Jeff Baker is a sports enterprise and investigative reporter for the Seattle Times, and he's been tracking this. Thanks for joining us, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I thought Chris Hansen decided it wasn't worth it to fix up the Key, and that was kind of off the table.
That's always been the assumption here in Seattle, that the Key, it's a lost cause. There's no way it can be retrofitted for basketball or for hockey. But then because of Hansen's deal with the city 3 years ago, the city was obliged to commission a report on Key Arena and its future to see what would happen to it ostensibly after a new arena in Soto got built. Well, this report took a couple of years to actually produce, and it didn't actually get finished until late June. And what it concluded was the exact opposite of what everybody's been saying. You can actually put an NHL team in Key Arena, and you can put an NBA team in Key Arena. It's not too small. The way modern arena design is going, it's actually got a footprint that can be accommodated for that. It's just going to cost $285 million, but then it would be ready to
be used. Right, but that's a lot more than the $120 million the city was going to offer Chris Hansen to build the new arena in Soto. It would cost the city more to keep it at the Key.
It depends. It depends who the city partners with. It depends if they can get private investors to come aboard with them. Depends if they could get, Chris Hansen's hockey partner, Victor Coleman. Perhaps he would want to look at Key Arena if things don't work out in Soto. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can happen. But yeah, if it was the city going it alone, it would cost the city more money there than they would be loaning Chris Hansen to build his arena in Soto.
And part of the reason this is flaring up again, I understand, is that Chris Hansen wants a street vacated for his arena, right?
He does. He needs part of Occidental Avenue South given over to him in order to build the arena. And you know, that's really the last serious hurdle that he faces to getting approval to build. I mean, he still needs to get a team, but that was the big hurdle, and that's the one where a lot of opponents are going to line up to oppose him.
And remind us again, why are the Port and some of the Siemens unions really opposed to this idea of the taking place?
Well, they say their biggest concern is what it's going to do to traffic in the area. I mean, there have been all kinds of studies that suggest, but you know as well as I do, you never really know until the thing goes in there how it's going to mess up traffic. And so that's their big concern. They don't want anybody there messing up with their freight and cargo delivery patterns. And I mean, it's not just this that they're. I mean, they've always said they would favor an alternate site anywhere other than Soto. And so they're looking at the Key Arena thing because there was this report that was produced. And the report wasn't actually made public by anybody until a bunch of reporters came across it via public records requests. I was one of them. Chris Daniels of King 5 got it and actually wrote about it first. But we all got the same stuff via public records.
And this was interesting. It was an agreement to do this report. Then the report's done in June, and you don't find out about it till September.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting because the city actually owns Key Arena, and you would think that a report that says, hey, your existing asset can be retrofitted for $285 million would be okay. But in the end, for some reason, it wasn't made public until the year 2000. It wasn't made public for a couple of months. And so we're wondering why. That was kind of unusual. We're wondering why we had to figure out by a public records request that this existed.
Well, there was lots of fear that the Key would be destitute without the basketball team playing there. But there's actually some evidence that that neighborhood's doing pretty well, even without the basketball team.
Yeah, there have been some studies done since the Sonics left. And those studies show that they suggest that, yeah, the property values have actually benefited from having no basketball team around. So that, and that's not the first study to suggest that. There's been studies that have come out on a regular basis for the last 30 years showing that professional sports franchises contribute very little to the local economy. There's one that just came out last week in Los Angeles that raises doubts about why the city would want to build an NFL stadium there, saying that, you know, it's going to bring very little economic spinoff to the area. And these are things you have to look at, you know, and you look at the Key Arena, the whole Key Arena suggestion. What the Port is saying isn't that, you know, Key Arena is going to be a perfect solution to everything. I'm certainly never going to say that. And that report doesn't say that. But what should be happening is people should be talking about it. We're in the middle of a municipal election campaign and nobody is talking about it. And there were other issues that the Port brought up as well in their letter, other studies that have been done where the recommendations have yet to be implemented, where mitigation measures have yet to be finalized. And the point is, I mean, if you're going to commission all these reports and order them up and spend years waiting for these reports, you might as well actually have a public debate about them and talk about them and implement some of the recommendations.
So the strategy from opponents of the Soto Stadium are, first of all, to see about this Occidental Street vacation, see if they could stop that. get the Key Arena back on the agenda so people start thinking of that as a viable alternative. What are the other groups opposed to the Soto Stadium doing right now?
Other groups opposing the Sotos. I mean, really, when you look at it, I mean, there are no legal challenges that can be mounted until after the master use permit is granted, Chris Hansen. After that, there is an appeals process, and the city's lawyers have determined that they don't have to start hearing those appeals until after it's been handed out. So right now, what's going on is there's the transportation department of the city is studying the recommendation to vacate Occidental Avenue. After that, around probably just before the Thanksgiving holiday, they're supposed to forward their recommendation to Seattle City Council. And then that's when things get interesting, because they have to have a vote on whether to pass this. And right now, you know, you look at the council currently, you know, it's dicey as to whether they would get that measure passed. And now we're having the elections. You don't know how militant those new councilors are going to be towards sports or sports subsidies or any kind of help towards sports teams. So it could be a very interesting battle to pass. But once that happens, Hansen would probably get his master use permit early next year. And then after that, there's an appeals process and people can mount legal challenges.
Well, we had just a few seconds left. But meanwhile, the Key Arena, which some were really concerned about, the city still owed a lot of money paying off the last reconstruction of it. Is the Key Arena staying filled? It's a city property. So is it costing the city money? Is it doing better?
Well, it depends who you talk to. I mean, there's people that say that, you know, with the limited amount of events that it has, it can still be viable. You know, the difference between being viable and being profitable is you know, I guess it would depend on any given year. But there's no guarantee that bringing NHL or NBA there would actually make it more profitable, because it's going to cost a lot of money to bring those teams here. I mean, the price tag NHL is $500 million, and NBA would probably be about $1 billion, depending on who you ask. So can you bring it in and make money and pay off the retrofit of $285 million and make a profit? I mean, these are all why you have to have public discussions about this, because, you know, the answer might be yes. The answer might be no.
Well, the Key may be back on the agenda. Jeff Baker, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Jeff writes about sports and the business of sports for the Seattle Times.